So I'll pause here, and then we can have some questions, and I will finish this first phase of the story in the next half hour. It's a long story. I'm testing it on you a bit. This is the first time I've tried to present things this way, and I'm watching to see whether it is coming across what the problem is here. We're going to get it's going to be a bit of a cliffhanger. I'm going to leave you wondering what's going to happen, and I'll finish it tonight after dinner. But there are many episodes now coming in resolution of all this. What has happened has been our lout has gone forth. He has become a knight in great honor. He has come to the proper woman for him and has recognized her immediately, and they have accepted each other in virtue and in permanent marriage. And then he has ridden forth and come to the spiritual adventure. He has accomplished the worldly adventure of fame and marriage and has now come to the problem of the spiritual adventure, which is this one of asking the question, the bodhisattva realization. Now, would anybody like to propose some questions concerning this little story? And I can go on if you wish. And then what happened? Well, what happened is that our youth is riding along, having been dismissed in this very telling way from his adventure, when he comes across that woman again with the dead knight on her knees, and her hair is now gone. She's bald. And when he comes, she curses him. She said, "Why couldn't you possibly have had the heart to ask the question?" Why hadn't he asked the question? His nature had prompted him many times during that evening to ask the question, but he had thought of his knightly honor. He had thought of his picture for the world. Instead of the nature being his decisive mover, the social ideal was what cut across and cut back his nature. And the result was desolation. The woman now bald says, "You are a curse on the face of the earth, and you have cursed the earth. It has lost its fertility, and the whole world is desolate." The castle had disappeared. He could not find it again. He said, "I will repair this." And she said, "You can't. No one can ever visit that castle the second time." So with this, he turns away in anger from her, and he sees hoof prints. And he looks down the road, and there's a woman, all in tatters, riding on a nag. And who is she? He rides up, and she looks at him, and she says, "I've seen you before, and I hope the world has treated you better than you've treated me." This was the woman of the tent. And down the road is her husband, riding in quest of this fellow who's behind them. And when Parsifal's horse sees the mare on which the woman is riding, he whinnies. And the knight turns around and without a word comes charging at Parsifal, and the two meet. And the woman's there wringing her hand, hoping nobody's going to be hurt. And they go at each other, and Parsifal, of course, ends up on top, finally, and takes the knight in service, and swears to him on a relic that they find in a little hermitage that he was just a fool at the time, didn't know what he was doing, had done nothing to outrage the woman, except this bit of taking her ring and so forth. And so the woman is in great fear of what her husband will do to her now that her husband's been beaten in her name. And her husband finally says, "Come, kiss me, darling." And his head is all blood. And she jumps up and runs and kisses him. And Wolfram says that lips are sweet when there are tears. It's a rather cute little thing. And so they're reconciled. And of course, you know what happens. Parsifal says, you go to Arthur's court and tell him I've beaten you. So this very famous night arrives. Well, you can imagine what's happening in Arthur's court now with all these people coming. Arthur finally says, say, we've got to go find that fellow. So the whole court packs up, Camelot packs up, and they're out. Of course, in those days, a thing like this was a kind of first-rate picnic. All the pavilions and ladies and horses and all, the whole thing. And they're encamped with these people who've come in service to Conduirmos, the girl who got beat on the back. And Parsifal is riding on adventure, too.